This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. As the charades are played out for the American people, do remember, folks, concerning James Comey and the firing of James Comey, just keep in mind, friends, I want you to keep this in the back of your mind and in your heart. As a matter of fact, you might even want to have it on your forefront to understand that this is diversive measures to keep your eyes off of the ball. And also keep in mind, friends, I didn't say it. The president did. Back in the 30s, President Roosevelt said that there's nothing in politics that happens that's not first planned. Don't think that this is just happening. And you know what's even, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the list of Comey's his biggest screw-ups. And really, it's not screw-ups. He's taking orders, friends, and you better bet your bottom dollar he's taking orders. He's doing what he's told to do. As a matter of fact, even those that are doing their job in representative positions are even coming forward and saying, it seems that without the prosecution of the Clintons concerning all the information that came to the light, it seems that this was planned a long time ago that they were not going to prosecute Hillary Clinton. And you got to ask the question, friends, when those kind of things happen, you can see that he's not there to prosecute or to execute the law to prosecute, to establish justice and judgment within the gates, friends. He's there doing his job, and he's acting as the fox in the chicken coop. He's guarding the house, friends. And speaking of guarding the house, we're going to be talking about Mr. Comey in just one moment, and what we're going to be again talking about is the list of Comey's biggest screw-ups, 10 of them. But what's also interesting as to what's taking place in America today is we have all the conservatives that refuse to take correction, that refuse to go back to our forefathers and understand how this government was set up and what we were to do within the government in which we have today, in which we are not seeing today, which we are seeing counter to the United States government today. This is a foreign government. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is foreign to the way that they're attempting to govern the American people, because it again counters and it contradicts American government. But what people are talking about now is, who should my president, said this conservative, replace Comey with? Gowdy, Giuliani, Clark, or someone else? And folks, I gotta tell you, you know, enough is enough. I mean, when we're talking about the American appeasers, Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz, keep in mind, personal experience here tells me Chaffetz has been a part of cover-up after cover-up, and so has Gowdy, and so has Issa. You know, here again we have the foxes guarding the hen house. It's big talk. People love to high-five Mr. Trey Gowdy. But the fact of the matter is, I have a question to propose to you. And the question is, give me one example. That's all I'm asking for. Nothing more, nothing less. I'll give you the whole hour to answer me. Give me one example and help us all understand what it is that they have done concerning justice. Just one example. And I again am talking about Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz. Because, friends, the show goes on. And here the conservatives, again, are over there listening to everything but what our Constitution teaches. And they are doing and caught up into everything else but what the facts are, friends. To be caught up with the likes of a Gowdy, Issa, or Chaffetz as possibly being the replacement for none other than James Comey, friends, is absolutely ludicrous. Because, again, that's all I'm looking for is help me understand, help all of us on the radio show understand across the country today what it is that any one of them have done concerning justice. Just one. That's all I'm asking for. And when you get it, please let us all know. Educate us today on Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to offer up a couple comments that have been thrown down after posting what I just shared with you on a live feed. Mr. K said, in response to my post as to the information I just gave to you, he said, thank you for saying this. He said, I'm wondering this myself, speaking of the American appeasers, Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz. Okay? And then, folks, we had others say and repost the article and say, you know what? Thank you, Bradley Dean. I totally agree here. Nobody can give us one example of what Gowdy, what Issa, or Jason Chaffetz have brought forth concerning justice. And people, that is the whole purpose that they are in the positions. And I want to reiterate the point. You better bet your bottom dollar, friends, that they are nothing more than the foxes guarding the hen house. Because how many times have the American people wait, and how many times have they waited for the hammer to fall concerning the crimes of a plethora of criminals in politics, friends? And every single time, the appeasers do nothing but appease the crowd that wants to be appeased and nothing more. And of course, I'm talking about today's conservatives once again, friends. They are a part of the problem. Today's conservatives are nothing more than yesterday's liberals. And you better bet what I'm telling you, friends, is spot on, because I'm waiting for that phone call to tell me and give me understanding as to what it is that any one of them have done concerning justice besides talk big. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to jump over to the list of Comey's 10 biggest screw-ups as the FBI director. And again, friends, keep in mind, they are not screw-ups. This is all diversion. That's all this is. Nothing more, nothing less. And we heard that President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey today. And isn't it interesting that we have information, for some reason or another, that the FBI director doesn't have? And of course he has it. He's just not doing anything about it. And keep in mind, this is also the guy concerning the likes of none other than Hillary Clinton that said that, folks, he said this. I didn't say this. He said no credible prosecutor or attorney would come in and attempt to prosecute the likes of Hillary Clinton. And of course it doesn't, folks. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when it comes to crime, because again, what we shared with you yesterday is we pulled the curtain back on Mr. Comey. Whoa! Hey, Mr. Comey's brother's doing the taxes for the Clintons. So they're all a part of the family, are they not? And they're all there protecting themselves, one against you, America. One against you. It's them set up against you. And again, the actors continuously play out what they're told to do. And we're going to come back again. List of Comey's 10 biggest screw-ups as the FBI director. But let's not fall for it. Keep in mind, this is all the narrative being exposed. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact with one another. If you'd like to jump on Facebook, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, and or if you'd like to jump on my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean one on my Twitter account. And folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to get to the list of Comey's 10 biggest mistakes in just a moment. This is Tom calling from Baltimore. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Brad, I hate to interrupt your 10 things. I hope you're going to mention that they're crimes, right? That they're not that mistakes or screw-ups. He's a damn criminal.
He's a criminal. There's no question about it. No question about it.
He should have done a perp walk last night in L.A. with that escort. They should have been escorting him to jail in handcuffs. He's guilty of many, many crimes, and I don't think it's too late for them to be pursued. They're certainly not going to be pursued by the folks you were mentioning. Now, your question was, you wanted examples of what, again, what these...
The American appeasers, Gowdy, Ice, and Chaffetz have brought forth concerning justice.
Well, they told us that we should keep this in mind if something that some people might remember from a famous movie. If I had a world of my own, everything would be nonsense. Nothing would be what it is because everything would be what it isn't. And contrary-wise, what it is, it wouldn't be. And what it wouldn't be, it would, you see?
Yeah, sure.
All by design,
yes.
Yeah, that was
clear as hey Tom, that was clear as mud, my friend. Clear as mud. Yes.
Do you know who that quote is attributed to?
I do not.
Supposedly the only sane being in Wonderland, Miss Alice.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Now, here's what they have. Here's what they truly have done. They taught us this, that all of us should bear this in mind after our daily prayers to the Lord Almighty. Nullius in verba. It's Latin for take no man's word for it. And we shouldn't, because they don't deserve it. We've done that for too long. I think the good Lord has warned us about that. We didn't heed his warnings, and we've been lulled into this morass and mess that we find ourselves in. So, you know, and I'll quickly mention the crimes and let you get on to your 10 other crimes that you can add to mine. But he's certainly guilty of obstruction of justice.
Mm-hmm.
He's certainly guilty of misprison of felony. He knew exactly what was going on with Hillary Clinton. I think also there are ties with his brother to the foundation that might be at the root of some of what's going on, aside just from the big criminal cabal that should be apparent to everyone. He's guilty of conspiring with numerous government officials and other private persons to commit a whole list of crimes. He's destroyed evidence. You know, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And by the way, I called Daryl Issa, and I spoke with someone in his office, and I told him what I had done for a living, and that although I thought he was aware of the times that Comey had lied to him while testifying because of the way he reacted, I wanted to make sure that if he had any doubts, that I wanted to assure him that, no, he could be sure that Comey was lying. So in fact, if Comey was hooked up to a polygraph, I think this thing would spark and catch on fire during the time that he was lying. He's not a good liar. He's not a cop. He's not even a good lawyer. He's a clown. He's a criminal. And he's incompetent to boot. And again, he should be in jail. By the way, I never got a call back. They said, you can write Mr. Issa. He's very, very rich, by the way.
Oh, very.
You can write him. I said, you know what? I'm retired. I'm offering you my expertise, and you want me to write him. You know what? If he wants to take advantage of what I'm offering him, have him call me. I never got a call back. Ironically enough, the clowns that went down there and acted a fool and protested and caused a public disturbance by rioting, he went out and met with them. So I'm going to call his office back and let them know I'm going to write an op-ed that will excoriate him, listing everything that he didn't do and the things that he did do. And I'm going to give him the chance to call back, because maybe, just maybe, the aide did not give him the message. We'll see. And by the way, Trey Gowdy, same thing. In fact, no, his aide said, listen, you're not in his state, he won't call you back. I said, guess what? He won't benefit from my expertise.
Yeah. You know, next time, do me a favor, Tom, just, you know, hold back. I mean, that's just, you know, don't hold anything back, Tom. I want you to just throw it all out there. And
hey,
I'm being facetious
tape,
right now.
Brad, if you want to hear it on tape, I will send you the tape.
Hey, you know, listen, what I'm saying is, you know what? It's interesting that there's too many people out there that are holding back. And it's time that we start to speak out and protest. Protestant has meaning. And begin to deal with what's going on here, friends, because it's not good enough just to see this guy walk away after getting fired so he can go jump into another position where he can begin to corrupt and attack who we are once again, like we're seeing that of the likes of Barack Hussein Obama and all those that are embedded into these bureaucracies that have been created under his administration and the past and the present. The American people are forgetting all about that, and what we need to do is we need to deal with them, and we need to read the Constitution, the founding documents, and actually execute the laws of the land concerning those that are supposed to be doing their job, which in fact are not doing their job.
And by the way,
so,
this reprobate, thank you for giving me that word, I use it all the time now, this reprobate Comey, by his logic, and this is how callous and cold this ass is, he said there's no direct evidence Hillary Clinton intended to violate the laws with her email account, but she and her staff were extremely reckless. So he's admitting Clinton was guilty of breaking federal law, but not charges, since it was obvious, or since she was oblivious to the fact at the time. Now, by this logic, if he's using this logic, we should excuse everyone who's been convicted of such things when they've said, listen, I simply was not aware of it at the time. So how many people do we have to go back and review cases for? They certainly should be. And by the way, statutes are presumed constitutional. And if a defendant's conduct fits what Congress has forbidden, prosecution under the statute is presumptively proper. He is an idiot.
Yeah, I want to. Well, he's not an idiot. He knows exactly what he's doing. It's like when Barack Hussein Obama was in office, I was at the RNC, and they all said, nope, Barack is done. Barack is done. As they were putting Romney, trying to put Romney in position, not knowing that he was responsible for the very thing that they wanted to get rid of Obama for, namely Obamacare. But what was interesting is they get, look at this guy. He's just a clown. Look at all these welfare cases he's got going on. I said to him, guys, he doesn't have all these welfare cases. He's creating dependents. He ain't losing. He's winning. And America needs to open their eyes concerning the criminals that they have in front of them that are committing crimes in the light of day 24/7, literally in this country.
Let me leave you with this. 18 U.S.C. 1001 is what we used to call the federal catch-all. It's the false statement gotcha law. And what it does is it doesn't require you to be under oath. It doesn't require you to be in any formal setting. If you lie to any government official who's doing any type of investigation for any reason, you can be charged with this. Comey was purposely misdirecting folks away from this, focusing on perjury law so no one would know what was going on. He's guilty of this many times. It's what Martha Stewart went to jail for. It's what former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich went to jail for. It's what Libby went to jail for. It's what Joyner, I think her name was, the Olympic athlete. I hope I'm not getting her name wrong because she's close with another Olympic athlete. But these people, they never got them for what they were investigating them for. What they did was say, you know what? I'm sorry, Marion Jones. Yeah, I don't want to confuse her with Joyner. Olympian Marion Jones pled guilty to violating this section. So many people have gone to jail for this, and the government says, we got you. That's good enough for us. You're gone. We should do the same to Comey. Let's get him gone under 18 U.S.C. 1001. Look it up, folks.
Amen. You know, and the American people need to understand that this can become a reality if they're willing to actually move on it, and that's where we need to go. Thank you for the call from Tom Baltimore. Friends, interestingly enough, I can't even believe some of the stuff that's going on in this country right now, folks. I mean, literally, we have Senator Feinstein, who's in hot water, blows cover on secret classified information out of California. How many times have these individuals been busted for scandal after scandal? We're going to be talking about the list of Comey's 10 biggest screw-ups. And then, folks, we can go on and on. Senator destroys Yates for defying travel ban. I mean, folks, it's just over the top. What's going on in America? Here's another one for you. Son of Egyptian immigrants hope to become first Muslim governor in the United States. The United States of America will push for sanctuary state. Hey, America, you're under attack. You're under attack, America. And you better understand who's helping these that mean to destroy your country. You need to ask the question, who's advocating them to do so? It's those that you call representatives. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. I want to remind everybody that's listening today that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Friends, listen, this morning, after hearing of the firing of the FBI director, Mr. James Comey, there was film out there being broadcast of a representative calling out Comey for all of the crimes of the Clintons, asking James Comey as to how is it that he's not finding these crimes to be, in fact, what they are, crimes against we the people. And I'm going online right now, and I'm trying to, during the break, find that film. And this should be headline news, because it shows you that James Comey is just as corrupt as any other one of them, friends. And this is why I continuously reiterate the point that they're protecting each other, friends, from we the people. They're protecting themselves from the law that they swore to uphold, which means they act arbitrarily, which means you have a tyrannical government. The law applies to me and you, but it doesn't apply to them. That is not true. But that's how they have put themselves up to be, as a bunch of demigods, as if to suggest again they're above the law, when in fact they are not the law. But going back to this representative calling Comey out for his hypocrisies concerning the crimes of the Clintons, friends, it's absolutely astounding that I cannot find it online. So don't tell me that people are not working together to keep certain information from your faces and to give other information to you, friends. But the good news is here, is there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. And that's exactly what's happening today. Let's get over to the list of Comey's 10 biggest screw-ups. They're not screw-ups. He is just the fall guy. He is paying his dues right now is what he's doing. Okay. President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey today. And of course, a lot of people will be questioning Trump's decision as well as his timing. Still, others will question why it took so long. After months of them in government calling for his head, tonight they're crying foul over Comey's firing. President Trump made it perfectly clear in his letter explaining his firing Comey that while he greatly appreciates being informed by him on three separate occasions that he is not under investigation, he must concur with the Justice Department's recommendation that Comey is no longer able to effectively lead the Bureau. Comey will inevitably be remembered for the controversial role he played in 2016 in that presidential election cycle, where his agency conducted surveillance of the Trump campaign as well as investigated the Clinton camp for mishandling classified materials, giving both sides arguments for how the FBI ultimately swayed the vote. And again, keep in mind, friends, this is mixed in with the state-controlled narrative, okay? So take it for face value. But we will get to the facts here. Let's go to number one concerning, well, as they would like to call it, the biggest screw-ups by James Comey. Now, I want you to listen carefully as to how those in government, just for some reason or another, gave these people a pass. And then you need to ask yourself the question, who are these people that got a pass? You ready for this one? Well, we were told about the Boston bombing, right? The FBI interviewed Tamarian Snarvez, but let him go for some reason or another. Russia sent the Obama administration a second warning, but the FBI opted against investigating him again. Regardless if it's true or not, folks, for some reason or another, it got past the FBI. And isn't it interesting how they've aggrandized powers unto themselves since September 11th, but for some reason or another, these people that are allegedly committing these terrorist acts on American soil, for some reason or another, they get their little pass by those that should be enforcing the laws against their crimes. Number two, shortly after the NSA scandal exploded in 2013, the FBI was exposed conducting its own data mining on innocent Americans. Yep, you and me, America. You and me, America. The FBI was exposed conducting its own data mining on innocent Americans. The agency, Bloomberg reported, retains the material for decades, even if no wrongdoing is found. Why is it that they're spying on me and you, America? I mean, because I am good governments and a good government's dream. They look for people like me, friends, to enforce and magnify the laws that they themselves are enforcing against crime. But that's not what we're seeing today. We're seeing this government, which is foreign to American government, friends, ostracize and begin to point the innocent out as potential terrorists. And we found that out through the DHS as well, Department of Homeland Security. When they labeled what a terrorist and defined what a terrorist was, it identified Americans, not those that mean to destroy this country, friends. Number three, the FBI had possession of emails sent by Nidal Hassan saying he wanted to kill his fellow soldiers to protect the Taliban, but didn't intervene, leading many critics to argue the tragedy that resulted in the death of 31 Americans at Fort Hood could have been prevented. But remember, we were told by the criminal that the American people tolerated, Barack Hussein Obama. And by the way, for the record, you go back over the last 8 years and you tell me where I have been guilty any step of the way of not protesting that criminal in the People's White House. I didn't tolerate it a step, America, and nor am I now going to turn a cheek because everybody's asleep again and they're satisfied with the guy in office now because he has on their jersey. Nope, not going down there. I am for the law. I am for the law. But again, going back to Barack Hussein Obama, remember when this took place at Fort Hood? Remember, we were told it was workplace violence, and the American people stood down. Number four, during the Obama administration, the FBI claimed that two private jets were being used primarily for counterterrorism, when in fact they were mostly being used for Eric Holder and Robert Mueller's business and personal travel. Isn't that interesting? Speaking of another criminal, Eric Holder. I mean, you guys all remember Fast and Furious when Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder were personally busted for arming drug lords over in Mexico, only to blame the American people and gun owners for the crimes that they themselves were responsible for committing. That's a fact. And America stood down. Matter of fact, even taking another step concerning Eric Holder, remember contempt? Remember, he wouldn't answer any questions? And remember, the American people let the President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, come in and save the day as he obstructed justice every step of the way, and the American people stood down. Do you remember the Department of Defense when they were busted through an ICE investigation where they found that 5,000 members of the Department of Defense in America at the Pentagon were busted downloading child pornography? Do you all remember that? Remember Eric Holder said he didn't have the resources to investigate? And the American people stood down. Number five, when the FBI demanded Apple create a back door that would allow law enforcement agencies to unlock the cell phones of various suspects, the company refused, sparking a battle between the feds and America's biggest tech company. And what makes this incident indicative of Comey's questionable management of the agency is that the FBI jumped the gun, as they were indeed ultimately able to crack the San Bernardino terrorist phone, and so on and so forth. Almost every other national security figure sided with Apple, from former CIA Director General Petraeus to former CIA Director James Woolley, as if they have credibility, to former Director of the NSA General Michael Hayden, warning that such a crack would inevitably wind up in the wrong hands. Of course it's in the wrong hands. And by the way, friends, they're just slowly and incrementally letting you know what they have been doing for a long time. And I want to tell you one more time today, I know what I'm telling you is true. I know from personal experience, friends, I know exactly what I'm telling you is true. The harassment that this ministry has received and continuously receives, friends, only proves the point that the information that we are giving you on every day that we're on the radio, 6 days a week, is in fact true, friends. They don't attack people that are lying to you. No, they don't harass the people that are lying to you. They're harassing and attempting to intimidate those that are telling you the truth, America. Me, my wife, and my four little boys. I mean, can you imagine some of these guys that do their jobs? They get to go home at night and tell their wives how they went and harassed an innocent family that stands up for the American Republic in our Christian heritage. There is nothing worse. And you know what? People like that deserve the hell that they're going to get. And it shows you how sick in their minds they are. And by the way, if you want to know what I'm talking about, why don't you go study the history, friends, of the likes of J. Edgar Hoover? Why don't you look at the history of the CIA? Why don't you look at the history of those bureaucracies that have been created all under the guise of keeping you and me safe, when in fact they're working for big business, keeping them safe against me and you, concerning the crimes committed against us? Look what's going on with the Bundys, friends. But again, the American people are all caught up into believing that what's going on, speaking of the Bundys now, You know, what's going on over there? You know, Hillary Clinton comes out and accuses the Russians of committing voter fraud and so on and so forth, and they act like they're completely diametrically opposed. And then we find out the Clintons have been selling uranium ore to the Russians. They're not at odds, friends. They're doing business together. Just ask Harry Reid. Just ask Hillary Clinton. Just ask Mr. Putin, friends. As a matter of fact, the total donation from uranium ore, one shareholder to the Clinton Foundation, exceeded $145 million, and 20% of U.S. uranium goes to the Russians.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Tim Brown with SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and FreedomOutpost.com. I've been following the Sons of Liberty's ministry for a few years now, and I've gotten to know Bradley Dean on a more personal level since writing about his battles for the youth of America inside the government indoctrination centers we call public schools. He's the real deal. He loves God, and he genuinely loves people. And the message is always one that calls people to remembrance, a remembrance of the price paid for their freedoms by our veterans in the natural realm and the Lord Jesus Christ in the spiritual. As a result of the message, Bradley calls upon people to turn from sin and do what is good and holy before God, obeying His law. I encourage you to support the Sons of Liberty, knowing that the heart of the ministry is to love people enough to tell them the truth and call them back to the old paths, walking in the fear of the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. It's, oh my goodness. Al, I'm doing something here live again, friends. I just got another thought. And I think just to show you how corrupt things have become, you do understand that Anderson Cooper with CNN, during college, Cooper spent two summers as an intern at the CIA. Although he technically has no formal journalistic education, he opted to pursue a career in journalism rather than stay with the agency after school. In saying that, it's real clear that he is an operative of the CIA, and for some reason he's one of the lead anchors at none other than CNN. I see one here. It says, I'm a direct descent a descendant, sorry, and heir to the Vanderbilts, the second wealthiest family in American history. Before I became, in fact, the face of CNN, I was a secret society at Vail University. I'm sorry, Yale. It's a really small print. Forgive me, friends. It says Yale University called the Manuscript Society. And while at Yale, I worked for the CIA and became a participant in Operation Mockingbird. I now spread disinformation through the mainstream media to manipulate the thoughts and beliefs of the public to further the CIA's agenda. And I was talking about how sick these people are in their minds. And you have been conditioned to submit to them and believing that they're doing their job. And again, I'm just talking about the squeaky wheel here, friends. Little leaven, leaven at the whole lump. Let's get rid of the leaven. Let's get rid of the foxes that spoil the vine. But just to show you how corrupt these bureaucracies have become. And you're getting a good taste of it in your mouth concerning James Comey and the Clintons. Let's go on. Comey's 10 biggest screw-ups, as it's being reported, as if to suggest he does not know what he's doing. In 2015, number six, the FBI conducted a controversial raid on a Texas political meeting, fingerprinting, photographing, and seizing phones from attendees. Some in the group believe in restoring Texas as an independent constitutional republic. They were seceding. They want to secede from the union, from the corruption of federal government's overreach. Folks, these are the rebels. Anybody that stands up against corruption, the media labels you as a rebel. You need to understand who the corrupt are. Every time we get news from over in the Middle East, we encourage ourselves that our government's doing their job while they're attacking and overthrowing some third world dictator, yet you tolerate the ones that you had in the White House for how many years in your own country? And for some reason or another, it's justifiable when they do it to them. And for some reason, it's you get a pass, America, by tolerating it here. Number seven, during its investigation into Hillary Clinton's mishandling, her reckless handling, friends, of classified material, the FBI made an unusual deal in which Clinton aides were both given immunity above the law, like that of 007, and allowed to destroy their laptops. Whoa! Whoa! Destroying evidence! Is this crazy? And you better bet your bottom dollar, friends, this is the tip of the iceberg. Number eight, the father of the radical Islamist who detonated a backpack bomb in New York City in 2016 alerted the FBI to his son's radicalization. The FBI, however, cleared Ahmad Khan Rami after a brief interview. Wow! I'll tell you what, if that had been an American man, they would have put him up as the biggest, baddest thing known to mankind. And the American people would have just drank it in. Oh, look, now it's our people doing it. Oh, now look what's going on here. See, that was a Caucasian. Yeah, he was a white guy. Yeah, for some reason, it's okay to beat up on the white guy. Number nine, the FBI also investigated the terrorist who allegedly killed 49 people and wounded 53 more at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. Despite a more than 10-month investigation of Omar Mateen, during which Mateen admitted lying to agents, the FBI opted against pressing further, and it closed its case. Maybe, folks, they're the lone wolf that they need to continuously create this domestic insurrection. Bingo! Hey, America, let me ask you something. Let's just call it for what it is. How many times has your government been busted for sending in provocateurs? How many times has the Soroses and other criminals, international criminals, been busted for sending in provocateurs? I'm just curious. I mean, we can act like they've never done it before, and then when something like this rolls out, we can just act like, oh, look what happened. This lone wolf, he just lost his mind. And I'll give you number 10, and then I'll take some phone calls. Number 10, CBS recently reported that when terrorists sought to kill Americans attending the Draw Muhammad event in Garland, Texas, The FBI, Pamela Geller, she's a friend of the ministry's, by the way, event in Garland, Texas, the FBI not only had an understanding of an attack and that it was coming, but actually had an undercover agent traveling, listen to this, friends, but actually had an undercover agent traveling with the Islamists. Well, we just found this out at the Bundy trials as well, friends. We've seen that one of our friends was shot down in the back road of Oregon, who was trying to make the American people aware of what the Clintons and the Reeves were doing concerning their treasonous acts with the Chinese and the Russians by selling off their uranium ore from their lands, right? And then we found out, we watched it on TV, friends. We watched the videos, right? Of your government shooting this guy, this unarmed man, down like a dog in the street that was trying to get to another sheriff to make him aware of what was going on concerning the corruption in the FBI and in the government in that prospective state. Yeah, but I mean, let's just forget about Ruby Ridge, where the government was sued for millions of dollars. Yeah, let's forget about that Waco happening in Texas and who was behind that. We don't, no. It can't be our government, because if it is, then we better do something about it. I'm sick and tired. Are you sick and tired? The FBI not only had an understanding an attack was coming at the Draw Muhammad event in Garland, Texas, but actually had an undercover agent traveling with the Islamists, Elton Simpson and Nadar Sufi. The FBI had refused to comment on why the agent on the scene did not intervene during the attack. Oh, that's the tip of the iceberg. Just the tip of the iceberg. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more and nothing less. We got David calling in from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, not too bad, brother. Man, did I catch you right? You were saying during this massacre, the FBI agent stood down?
I'm reading it from right now, 100%fedup.com, reported by none other than Bloomberg. Reported, yes, Bloomberg. You can check their online source resources if you'd like. CBS recently reported that when two terrorists sought to kill Americans attending the Draw Muhammad event in Garland, Texas, the FBI not only had an understanding an attack was coming, but actually had an undercover agent traveling with the Islamists, Elton Simpson and Nadir Sufi. The FBI has refused to comment, listen carefully, on why the agent on the scene did not intervene during the attack. And by the way, just to add on to that, Pamela Geller also reported that the FBI was not there to defend her concerning all these threats coming from the Islamists in which she was exposed. Yes, you are correct.
So intervene or stand down, same deal. And you're probably familiar with the expression de facto. It exists.
Sure.
And and so if they didn't do anything, they stood down. And so, yeah, pretty interesting. Well, you know, I was interested in just Comey's history. You know that organized crime's been doing money laundering in America for 50 years or 100 years or whatever, and so all of these dirty banks that are involved, right? So you remember a few months ago, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation, HSBC, got busted for billions of dollars worth of, in fact, it was probably hundreds of billions of dollars worth of dirty drug money, and Comey was on the board of directors of HSBC. And he resigned. You can find that right easy on Wikipedia. Just HSBC word search when you're in the wiki for Comey. And say he stepped down from the board in order to become the FBI director.
And I need to say this, David. I need to say this because we're out of time right now. Please call me back tomorrow. I love hearing from you, my friend. But isn't it interesting, David, that Wikipedia, who is unreliable, is even willing to tell on their own in this particular case, which, friends, tells us a whole lot. Sons of Liberty.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.